Well, summer's almost gone. August is here, ready or not. It's been a busy but a good summer. And I need you to pray hard for this first week of August because we have a group of IDF soldiers coming over from Israel and being matched up with a number of Christian U.S. soldiers for a time of healing, pre-evangelism, friendship evangelism. And we're looking forward to a great time. I believe this is going to be the first of many, and we're very excited about it. So if you would pray, and I'll give you an update once it's all done. Also, spots left for our gap year. So if you have a son or a daughter who's graduating from high school, or a grandson or granddaughter who graduated from high school, not sure what they want to do yet, send them to us. We'd love to have them. It's a year like no other, 27 hours of college credit from Lancaster Bible College in discipleship and evangelism. And we'd love to see what God would do in and through them as they spend a year beginning the end of August through the 1st of May. And if you got questions, call the office. Go to gapyear.life and check it out. Our recreation center is well underway. The soccer field is finished. And we're looking forward to all that God's going to do as we continue to make progress on all that He's doing at the Lone Star Mountain Inn. If you haven't been over for a while, come over. If you've never been over, we'd love to have you. But call and make reservations. We want you to come. Thanks for praying. Thanks for being a part of this ministry. Thanks for all that you do to help make it happen. Tell your friends about it and keep praying. God bless.
Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Listen to these words from Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and I'm reading from the Phillips translation. Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold, but let God remold your minds from within so that you may prove in practice that the plan of God for you is good, meets all His demands, and moves toward the goal of true maturity. One of the goals of Keep Your Drive Alive is helping us mature in our relationship with Christ. We want to honor Christ. We want to present the gospel clearly every month. But my heart's desire is to see you mature, become who God called you to be. And that takes place over a period of time. We're saved. We are being saved. That's sanctification that takes place in our lives as we grow in our walk with the Lord. I want you to mature. So keep your eye on Him. Follow hard after Him. Spend time in His Word. I want you to go back today and read Romans 12, verse 2 again. God is speaking into our lives through the Apostle Paul, challenging us to go on to maturity. You know, one of my favorite verses is Philippians 1, 6. The good work that God has begun, He's going to carry it on to completion. He began it, but He hasn't finished yet. He's still working on me and you. So keep your eye on Him. Follow hard after Him. And let Him shape you into the person that He wants you to be. Have a great day, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.